You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders remembers a tragedy that struck his tiny New Hampshire town a half century ago.
Forgive me for being a week late telling this story. 50 years ago on Good Friday, a 7-year-old girl was found with a scarf tightly bound around her neck in Allenstown, New Hampshire, a few blocks from our home on Valley Street. Susan Fanny was found in the next-door home of a 48-year-old woman, Loretta Fanny, first reported to be her aunt. It was determined a few days later that Loretta was actually a second cousin. There was no school that day because it was Good Friday. I was home alone, not uncommon if my mother had errands to run. My dad was at work as always. This was a small town of about 1,000 people, considered safe, where neighbors watched out for each other's children. The longtime fire chief lived next door. On that Good Friday a half century ago, my mother was just 6 weeks away from giving birth to her youngest son, Greg. It's possible she had a doctor's appointment and had taken Scott, my younger brother, barely 6 and likely considered too young to leave alone. I was 8. I recall the St. John the Baptist church bells ringing in early afternoon and wondering why. There were police cars and an ambulance going up and down School Street, an unusual occurrence. Word spread quickly, though I don't remember how I learned the news. Most likely I walked around the corner to the store where we kids always hung out. Or maybe Chief Amadi Kutumash told me. Somehow I found out. A girl had been strangled, right down the street, and I was home alone and scared. The Boston Strangler was making headlines at that time in that city, 90 miles south of Allenstown. By January 1964, 11 women between the ages of 19 and 85 had been murdered in and around Boston. Lurid headlines filled the pages of the Boston Record-American, the tabloid my parents read. I was already an avid newspaper reader and immediately considered the possibility that the Boston Strangler had made his way north to our little town. A little girl, a year younger than me, was possibly dead, and her attacker was loose. My dad was at work, my mother nowhere to be found. I decided to hole up in the barn that my dad converted into his art studio to regroup. Memory is tricky. I recall holing up in the cold barn for a while, wondering where the Boston Strangler might be lurking, a scared kid with a vivid imagination, but for how long? The sad, unexplainable truth remains that Susan Fanny was strangled by her much older cousin, Loretta. She died on April 1, 1964. A judge quickly ruled Loretta insane, according to newspaper accounts I found online. She was committed in mid-May to the New Hampshire Mental Hospital for life and died in 1976. Meanwhile, a convicted rapist named Albert DeSalvo, who had been arrested in October 1964 for sexual assault, confessed to being the Boston Strangler. He was never convicted of the crime and briefly escaped from a mental hospital 3 years later. That prompted new fears he might end up in New Hampshire, but DeSalvo was captured 37 hours later outside of Boston. He was stabbed to death in a prison infirmary in 1973. For decades, doubts persisted about whether he truly was the Boston Strangler. But DNA testing taken from his last victim in 2013 confirmed he committed the crime. Later that day, on Good Friday, 1964, a major earthquake struck Alaska, the most powerful quake recorded in the United States. 50 years have passed. Not many people may remember what happened that day in little town New Hampshire, but I guess I always will.